If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh no. Oh no. Where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
I don't know.
If you seen Jamie, gotta have her today. I'm in a panic right now.
What?
I need her.
What
today.
Are you panicking about?
I gotta have her here in studio. I need her bad today. Today of all days, her and I have a pack that of all days of the year. This is the day you don't miss, okay?
Really?
Yeah, today. Well, tomorrow too. But today, you cannot miss today. And she's not here right now. So I can't do this.
She got to put her cans out for the neighborhood.
Yeah, what's today?
I don't care. I don't care. Doesn't matter. She knows. This is the day.
What day is it?
Just trust me, okay?
Okay.
Just trust me, Shadil. I don't want to just say too much because it's kind of a pact we have that's a secret, and the bosses don't need to know. And if I say it on the air, the
April
bosses...
10th.
What?
Just stop. Don't even guess. Track her down.
All right.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I want to know what you're freaking out about.
Just settle down, Carson. Here on KALC Radio. Texanado, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? 303-22-ALICE. I've been lost here. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Audacy app. AUDACY. You can get that app for free. And you can hear the podcast later. You know the rigmarole. Still nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Mm-mm-mm-mm. We're going to have to take a break because I need to track her down immediately.
What is he talking about?
No, I'm just saying, dude, just trust me. Okay. Have I ever steered you wrong, Spadil?
No.
I'm your friend, man.
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
I'm just confused.
You and I, we talk about nothing, but we talk, you know, and I just need help right now. I just need it. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, Mumford and Son tickets. We have those.
Yeah, we did.
7:20 this morning.
Here she comes.
Oh, she's coming?
Yeah, she's coming. Good. She's right here. Yep.
Oh, jeez. I'll wait. Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. You made it.
Man, I had to get my cans out, and there were bears. And I know, it was horrible.
I realized what day it is.
Then, the worst thing that every girl knows happened, something horrible happened that every girl knows, I hit the brakes and my purse went into...
Oh, no.
Just dumped right into...
Did you hear us open up the show?
No, I did not. I was already picking
Thank
up.
God you're here.
I know. Why? What happened?
This is the day of all days that I count on you, Jamie. Why? Are my buddy.
Why? What happened?
You forgot? How can you forget?
Is it your birthday?
No. Here, let me play you something, okay. And you tell me if you can guess what this is, okay? All right, listen.
Lightning can pass.
Oh, they're into commercials right now. Oh, they're doing updates on games last night. That's CBS Sports, by the way, their app.
You know,
they're going to tee off this morning at 6:30.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know that my girlfriend's parents went every year.
Really?
Yeah. She has a hat and he has all the pins from every year.
In case you don't know,
yeah.
I watch the Masters here in the studio every single year.
Yeah, usually and his back hurts.
Thursday and Friday is Jamie White show, okay?
Yeah.
DJ barely even participates.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
No, don't care.
No,
I don't even care. Do it, Jamie.
Nope, you don't even care.
And so her and I have this pact that on Thursday of the start of the Masters, you got to be here, girl.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so here you get
your list. Oh, my God, Joe. I will tell you, though, I saw some of the little kids, because if you're playing in the Masters, I guess you take your little kid or something. Yeah. It's like take your kid to work day.
Yeah, they have a family day on a Wednesday.
Yeah, so all these little kids, and like two of them were like 2 years old and putted in.
No way.
Yeah, it was crazy. They're already good golfers.
Those videos are incredible, aren't they?
They're so cute. Yeah.
That one kid, there
was
one kid.
If you're not into golf, then you don't care, but anyway.
And there was a five-year-old that hit a drive, and this thing went probably 80, 90 yards.
Yeah, it was so
He's 5 years old.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, yeah.
These little kids, you know they've been getting private lessons since they were like 3 months old.
And what sucks is they're five, and they're better than me. I was like, wow.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, today is the Masters, so thank you for being
sure.
Here.
No, oh, sure. We have lots of friends that are there right now. Yeah. I didn't know this, but Chevis was telling me you can't have a camera anywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what do they do? They take your phone?
I didn't ask her, but you're not allowed to have.
Or maybe they see it out and they tell you to put away. Or...
She said there's no phones. Which is funny because at Castle Pines or whatever, because I went to that one, you're allowed to have your phone.
Yeah, everyone was taking videos.
And it's the same players.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. So I said, you know what's going on here? You're not really going.
Because she can't post pictures.
Yeah,
therefore, there's no proof
I'm on to her.
Went.
Yeah.
You can go out and buy a Masters shirt,
yep.
All that stuff, the hats and everything online on eBay, man. They're there every
day. Exactly. So I said, I'm on to you. You're actually not going.
She's a poser.
Yes,
she is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well.
If there aren't pictures, it didn't happen.
Yep. I've always wondered that because you have certain events where you're not allowed to take a phone in, like at arenas and stuff. How does the right person get back their phone? You know what I mean?
Well, like at comedy shows, they have like a sleeve and they lock it up. You put it in the sleeve. And then
do they give it back to you?
Yeah, and then they unlock it for you after the show.
Well, a comedy show, though.
That's a lot of sleeves.
Yeah, it is.
But, especially if you go to an arena.
Right, exactly. That's my point is a comedy show, okay, I understand how you can pull that off.
I think you just don't bring it in, maybe.
But for an arena or for the Masters, you're talking 300,000 people, man. How are you going to get their phone back?
Do they just not let him in?
I don't know.
Maybe
they just tell you beforehand and they search you.
It says there's a strict no phone policy. And it says violation of the policy can result in removal from the grounds and permanent loss of credentials.
I wonder if you just have to turn them off?
Yeah, and if they see it out.
Or don't bring it in.
Right, but if, you know, and if there's an emergency.
Well, I'm just saying.
Or if you
want to
play Candy Crush on a slow.
I'm just saying that's probably in their rules is not to bring it in. Just leave it in your car.
I bet you can bring it in. You just have to turn it off.
No idea. Well, welcome to a Thursday.
Because otherwise, if you have like a Tesla, you have to have your phone sometimes to turn it or to open it.
I don't know.
That's your fob.
Access to the
key. Yeah.
All right. 7:20 for Mumford & Sons tickets. We've got those to give away. Stand by for your chance to win. BJ and Jamie, just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Yeah. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, Steve's hell.
From the Minecraft movie.
Mama Sita, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava attack.
A lava chicken song. Make your day right there,
it
right?
It really will. Because
yes,
today
will.
Is Little Friday, so that means a lot of people will be going to see that movie over the weekend.
I got a statement to make.
Oh.
Who needs a stinking head coach? You don't need one.
Oh, did they win?
They killed him.
Oh, they did?
Now, if I'm the owners.
No, I feel so bad for our old coach. They did, really?
Yeah. They beat the crap out of Sacramento. Now, Sacramento's not very good, I think, but they beat the crap out of them last night without a coach.
Oh, that's awful.
So, if I'm the ownership, you can save $12 million a year here.
Right? That's
right?
Crazy. Oh, yeah. I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
What was our coach's name?
Coach Malone.
Man, that was quick. I already forgot. Yeah.
Michael Malone.
Yeah,
and he's out of a job. Mm. And you know he was rooting against him.
Of course 100%. He was.
100%.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, they killed him. Another sports story this morning. DU Frozen Four starts today.
Yep.
Oh, it does?
5 o'clock tonight.
Playing Western Michigan.
Michigan. So I had asked Carson because I still never understood why he doesn't support DU.
Yeah.
You know, instead he goes for the Avalanche because he was closer to he was a DU guy, basically, but then found out they rejected him. And
yeah,
it was a whole
they
thing.
Shunned him.
I grew up my entire life, born and raised in Colorado, wanted to go to the TU.
Yeah, so I can see now. The bitterness.
Yeah, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
My son has that with Stanford.
Yeah. We all got it.
Yeah. You got to let that go sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
you
know what?
Let it go.
I'm rooting for him. I hope they go all the way in.
No, I'm actually mad at Stanford, too. So I get it. Yeah, I do get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have that same thing with Denny's because I wanted to work at Denny's instead it ended up at the Waffle House. As their head chef. Involved. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. But yes, yesterday the Nuggets go out, they beat the crap out of somebody without a head coach. And man, it looks like that might be the ticket through the playoffs to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why get somebody, right? If
she
could go do that.
Oh, well.
All right. Welcome to a Thursday. We have Mumford & Sons tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning for your chance to win. That's going to be at Red Rocks. That's going to be a great show.
You said 7:20?
7:20.
Yeah. I feel like there was... I know what I was going to tell you.
What?
Oh, well, I know you don't care, but I care.
What?
I got all my tax stuff together.
Good
nice.
For you.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that that my guy is like probably stressed out of his mind because I wrote him at like 4 p.m. saying, hey, I got all my stuff together. When do you want it? Whatever. And he wrote me back at 12:30.
No kidding.
A.m. this morning.
Oh, no.
So you know he's just crunching numbers. And I don't know. Like, they must have a computer program. For example, like we were just talking about college. My kid got 2 scholarships, and I guess they're taxable. Isn't that a bunch of crap?
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
never heard that.
Me either.
I didn't know
I
that.
Was reading it on Reddit. Might not be true.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
It could be.
I was like,
I have no
do
idea.
We really have to pay tax on scholarships?
Yeah. I've never had a kid that got a scholarship. So I would know, bragger. And we're only talking 5 days away from tax day, right?
Yeah, so he wrote me at 12:30. What time do you want to bring him by?
And he's buried under papers.
My God,
now,
right?
Is that today?
Yeah, that's
you're going
today.
By there today?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I found out yesterday how much I owe.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say.
I wouldn't.
I don't think it would. Here, I'll write it down for you.
I wouldn't say.
Can I write it down for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you and your wife file jointly? Or
jointly.
Jointly.
Yeah, jointly, but that right there at the bottom.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What? Let me show that figure to Carson and see what kind of reaction we have from him, Miss Moneybags.
Okay.
What do you mean it's not that much?
Well,
you're sending it to the government. They're going to send it to Ukraine.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. I'm angry, okay? All right, here you go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Okay, Carson.
I wouldn't be writing that check. I would just not pay him.
And skip the country.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking about doing.
Leave,
maybe
yeah.
just leave. Okay. It does. She doesn't flinch. Okay.
No, I just.
She doesn't flinch, but you see the figure.
That would break me.
Well, I'm just assuming. I'm just assuming you have to pay that much because you had so much capital gains.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go with that. The market came back big, and I can really, I can afford it.
Yeah, right.
Market came back so big.
Well, that would be 2025.
Jeez. See, I don't even know how it works. I'm just assuming if it happened yesterday, I can file it tomorrow.
No, yeah, that doesn't work like that. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I don't.
But I will say it was good yesterday because everybody's 401k came back, so that's really good. I know a lot of people are stressed out about their 401ks because they had tanked. Yeah, so
mine went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but even after the surge?
A lot of 401ks went down yesterday.
Well, after the surge?
Uh-huh, yeah, because a lot of 401ks, I don't know if you know this or not, but a lot of the 401ks, which obviously you don't take a look at, but a lot of them are based on bonds as much as the stock market. And the bonds plummeted yesterday, but the stock market went up. So I ended up losing about $2,000 or $3,000.
Ooh, that's awful.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, that does.
It kind
kind of sucks that everybody else is celebrating.
Yeah.
Just sitting there going, oh, man.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that it was in bonds. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was in
about
funds.
About 45% is bonds.
Really?
Yeah.
In the Odyssey. Can't you pick?
Yeah, you can divvy it
you,
up.
You,
yeah.
can, really you can go
so
in and do it, but
bonds.
I don't know how to do it.
Well,
so Vanguard does it for you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you just sign up for 401k, they will do it for you. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, like me, for example. I'm a perfect example, by the way, of not knowing what you're doing. And so they did it for me. So that's why I'm in the situation I am.
Yeah.
Screw Vanguard.
Wow.
I got to watch the Masters. They're about to tee off here in a few minutes.
Is Tiger playing?
Can no.
I know. Remember that whole April Fool's joke? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy 11th, Lily. Happy 11th, Lily.
Who's Lily?
She's listening right now.
Oh, hi, Lily.
Oh, my God. So self-absorbed, birthday. These three. Happy birthday, Lily.
Happy
we
birthday.
We hope you have a great day. All right, let's get to it. This is crazy. Justin Bieber had a complete meltdown yesterday. He's at Coachella, and he was going into a coffee shop, right? And I don't know what... You're out in public, dude. You're at Coachella. What do you think is going to happen? So he was at the coffee shop, and he just flipped out on all the photographers saying that they're just there for the money. Here he is, number two.
Good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know.
Rude, but Justin, I believe that you are rich because of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe the reason why you have money is because these people made you famous, and so did your songs, and it's what you wanted, and that's what you got.
Mm-hmm. When he turns to walk off, I noticed yesterday, he walks like a duck.
He does? Yeah, I didn't notice.
Those little skinny legs.
Yeah, he does kind of have a skin.
He's got skinny legs. And his feet extend outward. You know, one goes right, one goes left.
And he's wearing Crocs. Green Crocs.
It's like a duck walk.
He needs to do, you know what? I don't think he ever has leg day.
Never a leg day.
Did you see the video of him in the golf cart at Coachella?
I did not.
Oh, you got to see that video because it's so... He's got a golf cart. He and his wife, okay? And it's one of those that's got two front seats and then a back seat, and then there's a place on the back for equipment or whatever. He's in the back like it's a limo, and she's driving.
She's driving him?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It looks so funny because it's like they're treating this like a limousine.
Like a chauffeur,
she's
yeah.
the chauffeur.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's like, really?
Thanks, babe. Michelle Obama, it said all this really long-winded stuff that I don't even want to play because it's so boring. I'm not even kidding. I like Michelle Obama, but she just goes on and on. They were asking her if it's true that they're getting a divorce, and basically she said, no, I'm picking and choosing to do what I want to do. I'm not, you know, feeling obligated anymore. But the problem is, as they said on TMZ yesterday, is that a lot of times Barack is out with his kids alone and she's not showing up there either. So it's still like, that's why we're all guessing that there's trouble in paradise because she's not going to the family dinners either. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. Let's see here. What else did I have? Oh, Ed Sheeran. Is this the one about the Super Bowl? No,
this is about him being naked at a hotel.
Okay, because I'll play that. But I thought it was interesting. They asked Ed Sheeran if he ever wanted to do the Super Bowl. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any pizzazz. And I was thinking, well, you know, he's kind of right. As far as a Super Bowl artist, it probably wouldn't play out right.
No,
he's amazing, don't get me wrong. But
he's not up dancing around on the stage. I mean, he's literally doing the show himself. So he has to lay all the tracks, all the drums, all the beats, and then he gets into the song.
Do you know they call that his Ed Sheeran machine?
Oh, really?
That thing that he pushes the pedals and does his beats in a loop.
And loops.
You know, the only thing he would bring, though, is you would have just about anybody in the music business that would want to be on stage with him.
Well, that's true. And he collaborated with so many people.
Yeah, he could really bring a lot of acts.
He's talking about his most embarrassing moment. Here it is.
Playing a city in Europe, this was like 2018, 2019.
And my best mate was out with his mum and his sister, and we sort of started drinking espresso, not espresso, what are they called? Cafe Patron?
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to bed, and I got up in the middle of the night to have a pee, and I was sleeping naked, and I walked out to have a pee, and then I hear a door close, and I open my eyes, and I'm in the corridor, naked, no key. It's like 4 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I'm kind of looking around, and as I look around, it's like CCTV. And I'm like, ooh, this is not good. And there was like someone had room service, and I went to go and get the napkin, and I put the napkin on, clicked the lift, went down to the lobby. Bear in mind, it's like 4 a.m. There's like people working in the hotel. I just kind of walk with this thing. And I was like, please, can you let me back in my room? And please, can you not tell anyone about this? And my security guard went to go and wipe all the CCTV. Well, he told me he wiped it. He might have kept it for blackmail later on down the line. But yeah.
Ed?
I think that's the most embarrassing thing that I've ever done.
Ed Sheeran naked in the hallways of a hotel.
ED naked.
That would not be good. And that CCTV, or, you know, it's that their government, right, has cameras all over, right?
Yeah.
Sure, they didn't wipe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I bet everybody saw Ed's wiener. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we've become your birthday station now, because I'm supposed to say Quentin, happy fourth birthday. Oh my God.
Happy birthday, Quentin.
That's the last one. Happy fourth. That's the last one. And I just said wiener. Oh, great. And then, you know, we're going to have to do this other story outside of Tablet Trash. It's
yeah,
so crazy.
We can do it next.
Okay.
We can do it next.
There's a story about Weezer's wife, the wife of the 90s rock star. She was shot by police. It's a whole story. We'll get into that, but it's just really too long to do right here.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's got so many moving parts to
it. I think the word is convoluted.
Yes, it is.
And then finally, Jennifer Lopez. I don't know, you guys, what we think about this. Jennifer Lopez is set to host the 51st Annual American Music Awards. She's not funny.
She doesn't seem like she'd be a host either, does she?
Yeah.
No, that's a little weird.
I don't like it. She's too serious.
Now, which awards is this again?
This is the AMAs. American Music Awards. Right. Yeah. So we'll see.
I think they could have made a better choice.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet charge.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about this Weezer story. The drummer of Weezer, his wife got shot in Los Angeles.
Huh? It's the bassist.
Basis. Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought it was a drummer. Okay, yeah. It's the basis for Weezer. The wife, confrontation. Wait till you hear this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's crazy.
So weird.
BJ and Jamie.
That's close to where the shooting was.
This is such a wacky, wacky story.
Yeah. Weezer, a little bit of Weezer. The basis for Weezer, his wife, shot yesterday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, her name is Jillian. She's 51 years old. The story just gets wackier and wackier, but we'll let the news anchor try to explain it to you.
New details tonight on the Eagle Rock hit and run turned officer-involved shooting. We now know the woman who was shot was a resident and not one of the suspects. And according to TMZ, that woman is also married to Weezer band member Scott Schreiner. This all started around 3 yesterday afternoon following a hit-and-run crash on the 134 freeway. According to the LAPD, the suspects ran into a nearby neighborhood. As officers were searching for them, one woman, 51-year-old Jillian Schreiner, came out of the home with a gun. Police asked her multiple times to drop it. She then pointed it at officers, and officers shot her in the shoulder. Schreiner was taken to the hospital and treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. She was then booked for attempted murder. Only one of the three suspects were arrested, and police are still searching for the others.
I'm trying to figure this out.
What happened? Weird. Okay, here's what I think happened, but I'm not sure. Okay.
Me either.
I think I'm in my yard. Okay, I'm going to be Jillian. Okay, I'm in my yard.
Or in your house.
I'm in my house. Okay. I'm in my house. And I hear this all this ruckus, right? And I see this guy, and he runs through my property. So I grab my gun, right? Because
gotcha.
I know the police are behind him, but I grab my gun because he's like right on the corner of my property, right? And then he strips down to his boxer shorts. He jumps in my neighbor's pool, and then he starts watering their lawn.
So you have no... Wait a minute.
He did that.
They had water their lawn in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that part of the story.
Well, he started watering their plants.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so you're in your house, and you hear this accident out front, and it's a hit and run. You don't realize that, but the people start running from the cars, so you're scared to death. Yeah. You don't know what the hell's going on. Cops are starting to show up.
And I have two kids inside.
Sirens are going off. You got a couple of kids inside. You're scared to death. You grab your gun, and now you're figuring, this guy could be anywhere. He could be anywhere.
Right.
And so when the cops get there, they come to your house because they think the guy might be in your house,
well,
right?
Well, he's run past my property right in the corner.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
Watering the plants.
Yeah, he's watering the plants. And so I have my gun out because I don't want him to come into my house,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I'm pointing my gun towards that direction. Well, then the police come through and they're like, put down the gun. And I'm like, well, I think he's right over there. And they're like, put down the gun. And then I don't do it because my brain is fried because I just don't know what to do. And then, bam, I get shot in the shoulder.
What a story.
Is that crazy?
Wow. That was far better than that reporter did, Jamie.
Thank you. That's why I was on the movie Rockstar.
That's right. You're an actress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
SAG actress,
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Not saggy, but like, you know, screen actress.
Everything you said there sounds like this woman was just so confused and accidents happen, okay? But the part where she comes out of the house with a gun, and you're being told to put it down, but you point it at the police.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Okay, just making sure.
And so then she went back, after she got shot, she went back in the house like an idiot, and she got her nanny, and then her and her nanny came back out with their hands up.
After she was shot?
Yeah.
You can put your arm up after being shot in the shoulder?
Listen, none of this makes sense.
I'm trying to do that right now. My elbow.
I think she was so in shock. You know, and that adrenaline. Like,
I think that's exactly what happened. Like, she couldn't even comprehend what was going on, let alone hear the police probably tell her to put the gun down.
And my thought is she was grazed and not like full impact.
it's hard for me to imagine that police standing in front of you with their guns drawn, and you've got a gun, and you point one at the police officer. It's hard for me to say that you're confused. I think that you need to put the gun down.
Well, obviously, we're going to see the cameras, right? Their chest.
Body cam.
The body cam, yeah. Because...
Wow.
I don't know if she had cocktails. Yeah. I don't know if she was stoned. I don't know if she was sober. But I promise you, just like you said, BJ, not to reiterate, but if a cop tells me to put down a gun, I'm putting down a gun faster than you can imagine.
If I'm confused, all of a sudden reality sinks in. When I see a cop with a gun telling me to put it down, I don't aim my gun at him. That's not what you do. Now, I will tell you this. I'm a little bit surprised on something. Because in that report, they say she's been charged with attempted murder.
Yeah.
I thought attempted murder, that you actually fired the gun or you stabbed somebody and they survived. And that's attempted murder. I didn't realize that you could be charged with attempted murder just for having a gun and pointing it.
Yeah.
So I got a feeling that part of the charge is going to be lowered as they get into this and realize the confusion of it all.
What a crazy story.
She was in bad timing. Just bad timing.
I feel like she was like stoned out of her mind.
I do too.
You know how like stoners, I apologize if you're a stoner, but sometimes you guys get really confused. You're like, whoa, is that a gun pointed back at me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have a gun in my hand.
Yeah.
This is probably really bad.
Yeah.
Because everything is in like slow motion. So she was probably like, okay, I'll put it down. But it took her an hour. Right?
And when you saw the story yesterday, or when I saw it, but I'm sure it was this way for you too, I had to read this thing and listen to it like four times.
I did too.
Because I could not figure it out. At first, I thought she was in the car and she was part of the hit and run. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. And then I didn't know that she was in a house and came out with it. I had to go through this story like four times because it's got so many working parts to it.
And you're not the only one, because originally they thought the suspect that was shot was one of the people involved in the hit and run. They didn't know it was an innocent bystander that was in her house.
Oh.
So that's why they said new details.
All right. So three people ran from the car.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
What's that situation this morning?
Last night, there were still two on the run.
Yeah. They caught the guy, obviously, that was in the
That
next
was watering the plants.
Yeah. They caught him, obviously.
I guess they said that he wanted to fit in. So he was stripped down to his boxers or whatever, and he jumped in the pool, and then he's just watering the plants like,
This is my house. I'm just out here gardening.
Yeah, he must have been on something, too, because, I mean, if you're running from a hit-and-run accident, don't stop and water the plants. I mean, come on, man.
I'm surprised he had enough time to find the hose and turn on the water.
I know.
Like, this is a whole lot in this story.
There's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
I thought you were joking about the watering the plants.
No, it really happened.
I'm still bogged. My mind can't even comprehend this whole story.
And then out of all of that, some chick gets shot? Like, it's just so weird. Yeah. It is so weird.
And it's like
story.
Weezer. The basis of Weezer. It's his wife that got shot. Shot.
I know.
That's crazy. And it happened right near Beverly Hills.
Where I want to be.
Crazy story. Wow.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay. Is she okay, though? She's going to survive, right? She's all right?
They haven't even said, I don't know, actually.
Really haven't said.
I said yes, but I don't know.
I haven't heard an update on her. I don't know if she's in the hospital. What's happening right there? All right, BJ, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Casey, working on the wedges, working on that short game. It is so important here at Augusta National. But that's a good point, Bobby, that you can still turn aggressively through the shot.
Yes, watch. That's right. There's
and as you choke down, you're slowing the club speed a bit.
I know, but she's singing and
definitely
they're talking.
Different ways to do it. Let's head down to Amanda. She's with Mark Leishman.
Yeah, Mark Leishman.
Well, that's the lady that was sleeping, Rory McIlroy.
The lead in 2013.
That Amanda girl looks like a hawk.
Yeah, okay, today's the Masters. Crazy.
BJ's watching the Masters.
He is watching
the Jamie White Show today.
Yesterday, I was just listening to BJ listen to it, if you will. Yeah. They were analyzing the trees, you guys. It was fascinating. You know, there's some tree branches, Bobby.
Did you know on the fifth green that the grass grows toward the north?
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
So when you're south of that, you have to put uphill for the most part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to put a little bit more speed on it.
You're right. Yeah. Yep. Mm.
That's what they said yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Somebody's mad at me for doing my impression of a stoner.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Don't say that.
It was insulting, was it? I mean, you get a little foggy, right?
Let me read this. You really have a false narrative about stoners, quote unquote. People that smoke weed regularly function perfectly normal. See, that's the thing about...
Okay. No,
I think
don't.
That's Fidel's number.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't.
I have a master's degree and partake, and you act like your white claws don't make you sound as dumb as you impress on the air. Yeah, but I don't drink white claws while I'm at work.
If you're on the air and you're drinking white claws, it's going to make you sound dumb, probably. More than likely, you're going to slur a little bit. But anything that alters you is... can be a problem.
Let's
all be honest here, okay?
And I was actually, this is funny, this came out yesterday. It's the three addictions that should be like pointed out, but everybody is okay with them. There's three addictions that people are okay with, but they should be pointed out. And one of them was sports betting, because everybody has the app on there, you know? Yeah. And people, oh my gosh, like some people get crazy. Like one kid, it's really bad in colleges right now. One kid stole his grandma's, all her money. And
we could bet?
So my son was telling me, like, all these kids are now on sports betting at the college. Anyway, but everybody's like, oh, it's just sports betting, fine, whatever.
With sports betting, though, I can tell you it can get bad, because I know a guy that lives over on Spruce Street in Littleton, Colorado, and it's really bad. It's really bad. I know him well. I know him well. That sports betting can catch up to you, man.
Well, it's accepted, right? Like, everybody's okay with it.
Well, it's no different than playing the stock market to me.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
It's all a gamble.
Shopping addiction, everybody accepts it, but it's really bad. And
yeah.
I know somebody on Ward Street that I know that girl really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You know her?
I know her.
Do you know her as well as I know the guy over on Spruce Street, Littleton?
Yes, I do.
It's making sense now. It's making sense, okay?
I know this girl on Ward Street, and she has a shop.
Is that WARD, Ward Street?
Yeah, Ward Street.
I know her too, I think.
Yeah, she has a little shopping issue, especially with the Chinese tariffs. She went crazy yesterday.
Oh, she did.
She bought like hair clips and all the stuff that's made in China that she knows she's going to need.
Yeah, you got to stock up on that.
I mean...
Not her, the lady on Ward Street, Carson.
Yeah. No, I said you got to stock up in general. You got to stock up.
I was like, no, that's not me. I'm not going to give out my address.
Ward Street, get out of here.
No, that's the lady on Ward Street. She bought all kinds of like hair clips and rubber bands, all the stuff you need that's from China. And because it's right now, it's $2. She told me it was $2 for like 20 of them, but it would go up to 14.
Would you say it's dumb of her?
No.
You wouldn't say that, would you?
No.
I would say it, but you wouldn't say that,
and
would
then
you?
The number one addiction that people are okay with is marijuana.
Yeah.
And that's the other one. Right. So, yeah. I don't know anybody on that. Well, I know this guy.
I know a couple.
I know a guy.
I don't know anybody who's on marijuana.
He lives over on Alice Street. In Denver. Alice Street. That's where he lives.
Right. Anyway,
I saw a story this morning. Did you know, and I had no idea, that bartenders everywhere, all over the place, that there's a certain drink when you walk into a bar that you order, you're automatically red flagged. You are a problem.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story this morning that bartenders everywhere, secretly within their circles, that if somebody comes into the bar and orders the Long Island iced tea, they're automatically red flagged that person's going to be drunk on their earth and they're going to be a problem before the night's over.
They go down so smooth. I mean, it's really like...
I don't think I've ever had one.
Really?
Yeah.
They're delicious. Yes.
What's
Everyone
in it?
I know who wants to have one is going in there to get, like, tanked.
What's in it?
Yeah.
There's some whiskey.
Like seven whiskeys or seven different liquors.
I don't know why I thought it was like a mild drink.
No.
It sounds Arnold Palmer.
Strongest drink he can get, just
about. It's
got
gin, tequila, vodka, white rum, cola, triple sec, lemon juice, and gomi syrup.
Wow. Well, that gomi syrup will kill you.
Yeah. But it literally, like, it tastes so good, and you can barely taste the alcohol, even though there's a ton of alcohol in it. And you stand up after a couple of those, and you haven't stood up for a while.
So there's no tea taste?
It tastes like tea.
It tastes like tea, but it has, like, four shots worth of alcohol in it.
I'm not seeing any tea. taste in it.
That's the crazy part is like when you mix all this stuff together, it tastes like tea.
This is a splash of cola and some lemon juice.
But there is literally no tea, zero tea in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I didn't know that. I thought there was tea in it.
I did too.
I
thought it was like an Arnold Palmer that was spiked.
That lady that lives over on Ward Street, she thought it was too.
I really have never had one. I'm not even kidding.
I don't know if I ever have or not. Huh. I can't remember.
If you have two Long Island iced teas, you're not making it home.
What? Sorry?
If you have two Long Island iced teas, you're not making it home without getting in a new
one. You sound like you had one.
I know.
The way you said that. That's like, I love it. Yeah. They say bartenders, they know that you're trouble. You are trouble. You're either going down face first.
Wow.
Or you're going to start a fight. Something's going to happen with the Long Island iced tea drinkers.
I feel like it's a person that I know. He always orders water, and it's just straight vodka, and they know that.
Oh.
And because I know this guy. I'm not going to say his name. But he goes, they go, do you want your usual? He goes, I want ice water. And I'm always like, that's so good. Well, no, it's pure vodka.
Oh. And the bartender knows.
Yeah, but I think that he's like being this great stand-up guy having water.
He wants you to perceive
they
that.
Put it,
yeah.
They
yeah.
put it in a water glass for him.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's not the lady on Ward Street, is it?
No, God, no.
BJ and Jamie.
For bankruptcy, the weight management firm has been struggling to stay relevant.
Weight Watchers is going bankrupt.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ozempic, put them out of business.
Ozempic, Wegovy, all those things, all the semi-glutide compounds, they put them out of business. That's what they said that. They said that the reason why is because there's a really quicker, easier way now. And
that's pretty much admitting isn't it?
I thought Oprah bought it.
I think she did. I think you're right about that.
Did she lose
her
ass?
I forgot, but, that's a lot to lose. There's a lot there to lose, right?
Weight Watchers is reportedly close to filing for bankruptcy. The weight management firm has been struggling to stay relevant as the weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic have soared in popularity. The company, which offered nutrition and behavior change programs for weight loss, bought a subscription-based telehealth platform Sequence in 2023 to expand into obesity drug prescriptions. But it is not enough, it looks like, to keep the business.
You know they saw it coming, too.
They said that they bought into that other company. They bought into the, a Teladoc.
They had to do everything they could to try to save the thing.
So here it says that Oprah does not own Weight Watchers anymore, but she was a big shareholder and a board member. And since she stepped down and donated her shares, according to news reports.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew that she'd got involved at some point. But
she made $221 million.
Oh, she did?
Selling Weight Watchers.
She loves bread. Wow. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
I love every time I eat bread, she pops into my head. I bought a French loaf or whatever, and in my head I was like, I love bread.
I love bread too.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you were talking about that lady that lives over on Ward Street.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that you know very, very well.
That likes to shop.
Likes to shop or whatever, and she ordered, what was it again?
So because of the Chinese tariffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hair clips, like, you know, I call them chip clips.
Right.
But did you know, by the way, my kid was telling me this, that you should not drive with a chip clip in your hair? Like one of those big clips, because it has metal in it, and some lady, the back of her head hit the backrest, and the metal part of the chip clip went through her head. Through her skull.
Okay, that makes sense now. Yeah.
So now I'm freaked
out.
It's
not good.
No, it's not good,
not
at,
good
all.
At
all. So don't have.
Should come with a warning.
What does your wife call them? They're not chip clips, but they look like chip clips.
Yeah, because they're massive.
Yeah, well, and they bite like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have
potato
teeth
chips.
On
I get it.
So,
anyway, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So she ordered how many now?
So it comes in a pack of 20 for $2.
Wow. What?
Now,
do you think a lot of people are doing this? Do you think people are looking at this going, because Amazon, didn't Amazon say that future packages coming out of China that they're either going to cancel or slow up or something like that yesterday?
I don't know.
Yeah, it came out yesterday that Amazon said that the packages coming out of China would either be slowed up or future packages would be canceled completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I know a lot of people are transporting their stuff to where would it be? You know, not the Philippines. Somewhere where the whole tariff thing is cool. Like Apple just shipped 300,000 phones over there.
Apple shipped six cargo planes full of phones.
Wow.
Six.
Where'd they go? Remember?
They brought them to the U.S., I think.
No, they took them to a different country.
Hang on a second. I got it right here. Okay. 600 tons of phones. All right. They're from India.
I think they took them to India, right?
It says they took the phones from to the United States from India.
Oh, that's yeah. not what the scroll
So they came here
saying.
From the from India.
Huh.
Yeah, before the tariffs kick in. So that's a lot of phones. Six cargo planes. They're planning on selling every right. one of those.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
That is crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, does this hurt Amazon? Does it hurt Temu? You got to figure it's going to, right?
Oh, I'm sure Temu's done.
Freaking out.
Yeah, because that.
Oh, and
yeah.
I just joined Temu two days ago. Come on, man. Where's my patio umbrellas?
Jamie, they're not chip clips, they're claw clips. Okay, oh. Well, listen, chicks, don't drive with them in the back of your hair, the claw clips, because there's that metal little coil in there and it can go through your brain.
That's scary.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So now I unclip every time.
Good move. Good move. Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Weezer, man, they're in the news this morning, and we'll tell you exactly why coming up. Hang on.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I can relate. Oh no, this is a text. I can relate to that man. It's the only way I can stand my wife is with the Long Island iced tea.
Oh my! Wow.
No kidding.
You might want to make a change.
Wow. Yeah, and delete that, because if she goes through your phone and sees that you texted us that.
Oh, radio station.
Yeah, right. That you just texted us.
Oh, she knows by now. You can't hide
you
that.
You think so?
No.
Somebody said a lot of places have Long Island iced tea happy hours.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so that's funny. Well, you've heard of Long Island iced
tea. Yeah, but Long Island iced tea to me seems like one of those drinks, and I don't have one, so I don't really get it. But it seems like one of those old school drinks. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's like a gin and tonic, you know?
Or Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a guy like 65, 67 years old walks into his favorite bar that he goes to every day, and he gets his Long Island
iced
tea.
That's funny because, you know, that's now that I think of it in my circle, you know, the girls, nobody's ever ordered one.
Really?
Nobody's even thought. No, they order that weird drink in that copper cup.
Oh, the Moscow Mule.
Yeah, that seems to be a favorite.
Oh,
yeah.
Long Island iced teas, they were my jam in college. They
really?
Were so good. Because they go down so smooth, and you really can't taste the alcohol. And by the time you have like five, you're like, wow! Yeah, I'm invincible!
Five? Wow.
Yeah,
that
I don't
was a
know
casual
about five.
Night on the campus.
That's like 20 shots.
Yeah, I don't think you can do five.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Welcome to my liver in college, dude.
He probably could in college.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he's in the ER for alcohol poisoning, but that's fine. I have to tell you guys some behind-the-scenes stuff that's happening here at the Radio Ranch. It's kind of hilarious, actually. So it's very busy here, right? Because I even got scolded by my CPA, Ron, because I'm writing him about like stuff about taxes because my taxes are due, and he's like, hey, listen, we'll figure it out, just do your job. And so between what? Me because I'm texting my accountant. You're not even paying attention either.
Yeah, he's not to the masters over there.
I know, so that's the other part of this, and that actually worked perfectly.
Yeah,
so I'm texting Ron, who's like, get back to work, do your tabloid trash or whatever, don't worry about it, we'll figure it out. And you're over there watching the masters, which was very evident just then.
That was a terrible putt. Awful. I mean,
so it's very busy here. Very, very, very busy. Oh my god. Alright, let's see here. A couple of things to talk about. We won't need to play it, but Justin Bieber, he's not doing okay. He seems very off. And yesterday he's at Coachella and he was going into a coffee shop and he was just pointing at all the photographers going, money, 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 money.
He was getting in their face.
What was he meaning by that?
Because they get money for taking his pictures.
Oh, for selling his photo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Money, 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 money. Huh. It was really bizarre. to tell you the truth. And then BJ showed me a picture of how Haley was driving him on a golf cart, and he was in the back of the golf cart like he's like she's the chauffeur.
Passenger princess. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It's so bizarre. Ed Sheeran, let's see here. He talks about how he has no pizzazz. People were asking him, hey, you think you'd ever do the Super Bowl halftime show? He said he has literally no pizzazz at all.
There was a conversation about 10 years ago to go on with someone, and I think that would be the only way that I would do it. I don't think English artists are like... I mean, there are some that have the pizzazz of Super Bowl, fireworks, dances, blah, blah, blah. But me going up there and being like, here's the A-team, and here's Perfect. I just, like, no one wants to see that. Say, like, if it was Beyonce's show and she had all the kind of bells and whistles, and then there was a moment where we sung Perfect together, that makes sense to me. But me, I don't know, I can't picture myself doing it.
You know, 10 years ago, I agree with him. I don't think so either, 10 years ago. But he's come so far. He's so relevant. He's so big. He's got so many friends that he could bring on stage. I think he could do it easily.
Kanye West is mad that he has never been invited to the Super Bowl. Kanye West took to X to explain why he has never headlined a Super Bowl halftime show. He said it's all Taylor Swift's fault.
What?
I was never allowed to do a Super Bowl because of three movements. George Bush don't care about black people, the Taylor Swift movement, and wearing a MAGA hat. Those are why I've never been asked to... No, it's probably because of the other stuff you wear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's other issues.
When I saw that tweet, I literally couldn't believe that it was real life. Like, it's just, it seems so fake, but it's like real. He's so crazy.
He is crazy. He thinks it's George Bush, Taylor Swift, and his MAGA hat. That's why he's not really. I mean, you say that you're a Nazi. Yeah. That might be part of the
problem. And you're trying to sell merch, of all things.
Yeah, exactly. And you wore a KKK outfit the other day. I mean, we got some issues there, buddy. It's not Taylor Swift or Bush. Or a MAGA hat. My God. That guy. Somebody's got to help
There's
him.
Probably about 50 reasons why.
Yes.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
We talked about this earlier. It's just so bizarre, you guys, this whole thing with the Weezer bassist, Scott Schreiner's wife. It's kind of too long of a story, but so these three guys, they were running. Three guys walked into a bar, went said, ouch.
No, that's not the story. Right, let me play the story. Okay, it explains everything.
Okay,
therefore, we can just move on.
Okay,
all right, here's the story out of L.A. yesterday.
New details tonight on the Eagle Rock hit and run turned officer-involved shooting. We now know the woman who was shot was a resident and not one of the suspects. And according to TMZ, that woman is also married to Weezer band member Scott Schreiner. This all started around 3 yesterday afternoon following a hit-and-run crash on the 134. Freeway. According to the LAPD, the suspects ran into a nearby neighborhood. As officers were searching for them, one woman, 51-year-old Jillian Schreiner, came out of the home with a gun. Police asked her multiple times to drop it. She then pointed it at officers, and officers shot her in the shoulder. Schreiner was taken to the hospital and treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. She was then booked for attempted murder. Only one of the three suspects were arrested, and police are still searching for the others.
Crazy, right?
You got three guys here that were the original culprits. Now she's charged with attempted murder, and she wasn't even part of the
hit and run. That's what's so crazy about the story.
That's... And the other guys are going to get off, probably. No time whatsoever. Get out
murder.
Of trouble. And she's got attempted murder now and shot in the shoulder.
So what we've learned from this, folks, is if the cops are pointing a gun at you and you're pointing a gun at them and they tell you to put it down, I would go ahead and do that. Yeah.
That's new information this morning. Yeah. I would have never thought that, you know?
Yeah.
That you got to put the gun down. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we're like reading Rainbow, the more you know. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then finally, Prada bought Versace.
Huh? What?
Yeah, Prada.
Prada,
the label Prada.
Oh, Prada? No, Prada. I don't know the label.
You don't know Prada?
Do I look like a Prada guy?
Well, your wife would know Prada.
Yeah.
You probably know Prada.
You've heard of it.
There's a movie about it.
We have Panda.
Panda?
Yeah. No. Maybe it does say Prada. I always thought it said Panda.
No, it's Prada.
Prada.
Panda. Prada just bought, and I say this because my son thought Versace was Versace.
Yeah.
Because we were walking by a store, and he's like, oh, Mom, let's go into that fancy place, that Versace. And I was like, well, we're not allowed there now.
That's no different than me thinking Panda,
yeah,
is
I know,
it?
Yeah. So Prada bought Versace for $1.3 billion.
Ooh, that's wild.
For clothes and purses. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Yeah. So maybe now it's going to be what would it be? Prasashi.
Prasashi.
Prasashi. Yeah. Oh, it's what's worth in Italy. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
From the beautiful Belco Studios. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Nice timing. That was good. That was really good. You said that whole thing, and then he sang, and that was good.
That wasn't intended.
That was really good, though.
Just accidental.
That was amazing.
To be, accidental. By the way, Nuggets, no head coach. They go out and win last night.
That is crazy.
I say
sad.
You don't hire anybody. I say you just leave it that way. Let the team just run themselves. Run amok.
Well,
run amok, I say.
And if I'm the coach, what I say in my own head is, look, I've already coached them up. And they know what to do, and so that's why they won. Because I already did my job here is done.
I've always felt like those guys in the NBA, and maybe the NBA in as well as baseball or football, whatever. But I've always felt like the NBA, that those guys don't listen to a coach.
Well, it's interesting because I watched that whole Netflix series. Now, the young guys really do. They're young guys.
Cause but
they don't,
LeBron.
No, he totally.
The Joker. Yeah.
No, they don't. They already know what they're doing.
Like, get out of the way.
Yeah, they actually, in that Netflix series, they actually coach up the younger guys and tell them how to do it. Yeah.
We don't need a coach.
Yeah, so.
12 million we save, right?
I know, right?
A year.
Yeah it's perfect.
All right, this 911 call with the McGriddles. Have you heard this?
I have not.
I haven't either.
What is it?
I don't know. Spadil, what exactly is it?
This guy had like an intruder like rooting around his house, and when he called 911, he could hear the operator going, yeah, I want a McGriddle. Yeah, thanks.
Well, and the first time, like he called several times and no answer at all the first time.
911?
Yeah, uh-huh. And his wife and kid, 5-month-old kid, are at home, and she called him freaking out like someone's trying to break in. She's like, all right, I'll call 911. No answer for the first like 6 times. And then they finally pick up, and the girl's ordering breakfast.
She's hungry.
We'll play it when we come back.
Okay.
I haven't heard this.
Crazy.
But Carson and Spadil love it.
Okay.
They love it. Okay, so we'll play it when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Audacy app, man, it delivers. Audacy. Wow, what an app. Put it on your phone. It's free. All right, let's get to the 911 call. Somebody's ordering a McGriddle. I guess the 911 operator.
That's so
I don't
bizarre.
Understand this
I don't
story
either.
That well.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to first play.
Okay.
I'll first play the news story itself, which has the 911 call incorporated, right? Is that right, Spadil?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay, here we go.
This Valentine's Day, Dylan Johnson started his morning by calling 911.
My wife called me while I was at work at about 9:30 and said someone, you know, was snooping around the house, knocking on the doors, banging on the windows and stuff.
He called the county's non-emergency line first, followed by 911 three times, finally getting an answer by 9:31 after trying for about 6 minutes, according to his phone's call log. After about 3 minutes into Johnson's 911 call, you can hear the dispatcher talking to others around her and appearing to order breakfast. WTOC investigates obtained the 911 call.
Uh-huh. Hey, Griddle. Uh-huh. Sorry, what?
Johnson says he was stunned by what he heard.
If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it that happened to someone else. That's how unbelievable it really is.
When police arrived, Johnson says whoever was there at his house had already left.
Yeah,
they had. He says his wife was shaken up, but his family was okay.
Man, that makes me hungry.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah, that could.
I don't know if I've ever had a McGriddle.
Oh. Got syrup baked in.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's pretty delicious.
Yeah, it is good.
It really is. I mean, whoever thought of the McGriddle is brilliant.
I've never had one.
Yeah.
Right. But there you go. 911 caller. I guess she's going to lose her job, right?
She Would should. Say?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think she's done. I think she's cooked.
God. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm sitting here this morning watching the Masters, and I was just telling Jamie off air, I think the birds are fake.
That is very interesting, because you know what? I was thinking, wow, the birds are just really intense at the Masters.
Yeah, they chirp a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
But no other golf course. No other golf course. Think about it. I mean, golf courses are in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of trees, which is ideal for a bird, okay? But you never hear a bird at any other golf course, okay?
Yeah.
Except for the Masters. And they're loud.
They're
piped in. It's sound effects. They have one of those sound effect machines. They just sit there and hit it. chirp, 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 chirp.
Are you guys noticing a bunch of crows? We have tons of crows.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've noticed.
It's so loud. Yeah. I can't stand them.
All right. I got a couple of animal stories, speaking of animals.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, Roxy. They had to put her down yesterday down at the Cheyenne Zoo.
Who's Roxy?
Yeah.
She's a gorilla.
Aw, that's sad.
Roxy's been around for a long time, and they put her down yesterday.
What? They put her to sleep.
Well, they put her down. They put her down, Jamie. That's what they said.
She went sleepy time.
She did not go to sleep. She was down, down, Roxy, down at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And then Carson comes in this morning.
I feel like I saw her.
Who, Roxy?
Yeah.
She looked familiar.
Yeah.
She looked familiar.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Can you tell one gorilla from another?
Yeah, I think you can. They have different little tufts of hair.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh. That's so shame. Yeah, I hear she was a favorite in the pen.
Wow. You're making Roxy a whore. Wow. She's dead.
Yeah, I never said that.
Wow.
I did not say that. I said she was a favorite.
Because people didn't see your body language. Yeah. You went like this. I hear she's a favorite in the pen. And then you went like this. If this had a sound, like that.
You like shrugged your shoulders.
Maybe you are exaggerating. No. All I meant was she's a favorite with people that come through the zoo. People go, hey, look at that gorilla. But where's Roxy?
Why'd you
go like that? Like that. Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway, what were you saying? You were saying something else.
Carson comes in this morning.
Yeah.
He's very sad. Very sad. And I'm with you, buddy. Listen. I want to bring it up because a lot of people go
Your
through
dog
this.
Did he die? No.
No, he did die. He got a torn heel or something.
ACL.
Yeah, what? That happened to Lucy 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's like about a $5,000 surgery.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven grand.
Yeah, his neighborhood's a little different than yours.
Do what my dad did. He just had it amputated.
I made a joke about Roxy, and my dad did. I know he did, but you don't go get it amputated just because of a torn muscle.
And then, because he didn't want to pay the $7,000, he's like, they live just fine with three legs, and then he renamed him to Tripod.
No, you can't. I can't do that. It's going to cost him $7,000. Man, these vet bills. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You just like you get him a little wagon or something, you know?
No. Zane's he's 80 pounds.
So is my dad's. It was that big Mastiff kind of whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was fine with it. He literally, that dog was so happy. My dad loved that dog. He absolutely loved that dog. He's a little stinky to me. But that dog was absolutely fine and lived forever with three legs.
Well, he probably was around the house, but I'm sure when he got out with other dogs, he was like, man, I sure wish I had my other leg.
Hi, my name is Tripod.
You know what I'm saying?
Bob was too cheap to fix this thing.
I walk around the house, three legs, they laugh at me, you know, left, and they think I love it. They think I don't even miss it. Imagine that. That's what he tells his friends in dog language, I would guess. Right?
That dog was so slobbery and stinky. My son would lay on him, you know, because he was in the house. Uh-huh. My son would lay on him. Oh, God. And then my kid would smell like dog.
I had a dog that had cataracts.
Oh.
In its eyes, and it's going blind, and I had to get surgery for that. That was $6,000.
Mokey, right?
Yeah, little monkey.
Why didn't you just give him one of those sticks?
And me making a comment about Roxy was wrong, and here you go. Here, you know what? We will take a break. We'll get our act together. I'm not getting the dog a stick.
BJ and Jamie
Morning Show from the Belco Studios, also on the Odyssey app for your phone. Odyssey, AUDACY. Put it on your phone. Our podcast, in case you miss anything in the show today, will be on the podcast today. Be sure and go listen to it. Big shout out to DU playing in the Frozen Four today at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
3 o'clock.
Let's go.
Puck drops at 3, so you can see. Where's it being televised?
ESPN2.
ESPN2.
Yeah.
All right, got it. And they're playing Western Michigan?
Yep. Is that correct? Right? Yep.
All right, DU in the Final Four, man. That's
they're
pretty cool.
They're always so good.
They're always.
I'm sorry that we have to talk about it. Carson's hopes and dreams were to go to DU, and they said no.
It's like pouring salt in the wound.
Yeah. They said, get the hell out of here, pal.
They said, we're a good team.
Pack your skates and
go. We're full of tall people, and you're too short.
Yeah.
You don't meet the height requirement.
They actually said that. Did they make you stand next to that ruler on the wall?
I mean, literally, they held a ruler up to me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was a toddler getting, you know, how your parents put the little notch on the door.
Did you ever have problems at water slides?
Oh, all the time.
Aw, that's so sad.
I would even wear like platform sandals so I could just qualify and then I'd take a bomb and be like, ha ha!
Platform sandals?
Yeah.
Well, you know how they I mean, it's the saddest day for your kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you go up there and they don't size you upright, you know, like if you go to Atlantis or wherever, and they miss it by this much, and you're like, come on!
And you see all the kids getting off the ride like, oh my God, that was the craziest time of my life, let's go again!
And you're 20 and they're 5.
Yeah.
Every now and then you come upon that person that works at the amusement park that will let it pass.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, just go ahead. Yeah. Just go ahead. That's exactly. A cool kid, man.
Right?
That's a kid that gets it, you know?
Exactly.
All right, it's tax season. Everybody's talking about taxes, getting your paperwork together. Now, if you're getting paid from the government, then you probably have already done it. You want your check back and you get the refund and everything's cool. But if you've got to pay taxes, you've been waiting, procrastinating, and we're into the final 5 days before this thing, is the deadline.
I feel so bad for CPAs because they have, like we talked about yesterday, they have clients like me, like, hey, I need to do this. Are you available? They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you, because I've been, my brother-in-law was a CPA, right? And he hated this week. I mean, hated it. And usually, is it Tuesday that's the deadline or whatever?
Yeah, 5 days, whatever that is. Yeah,
so
Tuesday.
He would just, all of a sudden they get their camper ready. And I mean, on that Tuesday, he'd just be gone. He's just gone. He's so sick of people and numbers.
Yeah, don't they make a lot of money during that period, though?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's their that's tax time.
Deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, it doesn't matter how much
it's
you make.
Headache.
People are a pain in the butt, and they don't have this paper, and they don't have that. And then
numbers
like,
are boring.
And then they get mad at you because they owe, and they're like, "You're a bad accountant. Can't you crunch the numbers?" Yeah.
Well, 5 days, folks.
Yep.
You got 5 days. Ugh. I saw this morning. The Colorado Department of Treasury is mailing out $8 million. 12,000 people here in Colorado are owed money. This is unclaimed property.
Oh, wow.
$8 million in checks will go out next week. But you don't know if you're on the list or not.
Well, yeah, they do. They have that thing, right? With that thing.
They have a website.
Yeah, because, that you can log into.
Yeah, because we used to advertise it. It's like, doihavemoney.com or something.
Yeah, I think this one might be a little bit different.
You don't think it's a part of the system?
Well, it's all, you know, a part of the system. Yeah. I'm just saying this is money that's owed for other reasons, taxes and different things.
Well, the Colorado Department of Treasury is distributing money in what's known as the Great Colorado Payback.
Yeah,
about $8 million worth of unclaimed money is being returned to Coloradans who have filed for missing property or funds. Right now, about 12,000 claims have been approved and they're still accepting applications. To learn more, you can head to colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Oh, so you have to file something. You're not just getting it randomly. You have to actually make a claim.
Yeah, you got to go to the website.
Yeah.
You got to go to the website. I went to it this morning checking mine.
What was the website again?
It's colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Okay.
I went there this morning. I'm not on the list.
Colorado
get this.
This is a long find.
Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Okay. All right. Man, that's a
find
long website.
Findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
They did that for a reason.
Hang on to the money,
right?
All right. The state currently holds, get this, $2 billion unclaimed.
Wow.
$2 billion.
Oh. Man, this is going to be fun to try to see if I... Ooh, looks like Spadil has $1.96.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, look at how much money you have.
Just claim that.
Does it tell you what you're owed for?
Robinhood Securities.
Wow.
Robinhood.
You must have got like a dividend or something.
Yeah, it's what it seems like.
$1.96. Congratulations.
Look at you, man.
Wow.
How much
don't
a dollar?
Spend it all once.
$1.86?
96.
Yeah.
96.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Don't forget the dime.
If I'm the state, I wouldn't even alert you.
Well,
I'd be like, hey, he's not getting
it. Listen, you get it.
You go get
your money. I'm claiming it.
Yeah,
I'm claiming it right now.
Don't let Polis hang on to it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you do, stick it to the Polis.
What?
BJ and Jamie.
Holy cow. Look at us. Collect, collect, collect. What a good day it is.
Well, and everybody is doing the... All right, so explain it first. Sorry.
All right. It is unclaimed property here in Colorado, okay?
Yeah.
The state of Colorado has a lot of money. millions, $8 million. It's unclaimed. They actually have more than that. It's like $2 billion. Yeah. And I'm not sure the rest of that's on this website or not. But if you go to this website, you can find out if the state owes you something. Now, you might think to yourself that the state owes me nothing. I can't think of anything. No use checking it or whatever. But what you don't realize is there's a lot of things out there that get turned over to the state that's money that's held on to that is a part of this $8 million. Okay, so you got to go and check and see if your name's there. I just did it.
Wait,
I have
again,
three
the
claims.
Property, the property, I mean, the website is what?
It's a Colorado dot. I got to find it here. I forgot where I put it, but it's Colorado. Spadil, do you have it?
Yeah, it's colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
And actually, if you go to colorado.findyour, it automatically takes you there.
Yeah. Now, I typed it in this morning, and I must have typed it wrong because I quickly checked. I saw nothing. But I went back, redid it again. Boom. $199 they owe me. And
nice.
This came from a credit union, okay, where I had $25 or something like that in there, and it's gained some interest. And then another was something to do with a doctor.
You're kind of taking away the moment that Dylan's having, really.
What's
kinda,
that?
The $1.96.
Yeah,
I mean,
come on. Oh, it's good. Fine.
I feel like you're bragging, and he like got a whopping $1.96, and you're
no.
running all over it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to dance on your grave over
too
there.
Late.
But
you already
I'm trying
did.
To enjoy this $1.96.
Well, I'm just trying to make a point to go check. Whomever you are, just go check. They could owe you money.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Did you find your name on there?
Yeah, it's weird because I don't know why State Farm would send a bunch of checks to the state of Colorado. I have 13 checks from State Farm.
Wow.
That's my insurance company.
13?
13.
No kidding.
Yeah, it adds up to like $724.
I don't know why a doctor's office would be sending it to the state.
I know, isn't that weird?
Now, if you owe them, I could see them sending it to collections, but I don't know why the state gets it back, and I don't fully understand it.
So State Farm apparently owes me $724, right, and all these unclaimed money that we just found on. But boy, they sure don't have any problem of notifying me when I owe a bill.
No. No, none of these people
right,
do.
But they did not send me all these checks, but man.
And you would think that the credit union that I'm talking about for myself and the doctor's office, they have my address. Why didn't they just send that check
now,
over?
Is there a certain time? Well, you don't know either. I wonder if there's a certain time that's why they do it and then it falls off.
I don't know.
You know?
I bet you that.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works. They say 15 million different recipients out there of the $2 billion they have. They have $2 billion that's unclaimed. The state of Colorado. I didn't know there was 15 million people in Colorado.
People are thanking you. Oh, my God, BJ, I just claimed. They actually do. By the way, the website is super easy.
Yeah.
It is really easy. Oh, my gosh, BJ, thank you so much. I just got $1.33.
Good for you.
Yeah,
nice.
You are welcome.
Somebody found $20.
You are welcome.
Somebody found $4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to remember Great Colorado Payback. Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Then somebody said, I'm having trouble with it because I have to prove that I lived on a certain address and I don't live there anymore.
You know, I've tried the Colorado Payback and I don't think it goes to the same website. This website that we're giving out this morning, it's really super easy.
So easy.
It's really easy. What is it again?
I just did 12 claims in literally 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
You'd be shocked. There's a lot of people on here that actually needs to claim their money. I saw one guy, because you get to see everybody that's in your alphabetical category, right? Yep. Close to your name. I saw one guy on here. He was owed
$4,000. What? Oh, act like you're him.
Yeah, try and claim that.
Yeah, go ahead. No, don't do it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, somebody said, wow, BJ, I got 9 cents.
Oh.
It's not his fault.
It's 9 cents you didn't have when you woke up
this
morning.
Okay. That's exactly right. Look at the
and
band.
Guess what? They're going to have to cut that check and send it to him.
Yeah, they are. The postage is going to be more.
Yeah.
All right. Go check it out. You could have money on there just waiting for you this morning.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Question, BJ, for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
From Texnado. By the way, our text is
303-22-ALICE.
Right.
Yep.
That's our text. Yep. I know that's the phone number, too, but it's also a text. It's very complicated.
It works.
Somebody said, hey, can you please, BJ, post the website again for Colorado Payback?
Oh, yeah. No, say that again.
BJ, can you please post the website again for Colorado Payback?
ColoradoPayback.com. You're almost there. Put that .com on there. You got this, sucker, man. You've got it handled.
Man.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like BJ's really boasting about his $400 or whatever, and he took away from Schmendel's $1.96.
$199.34 is what I'm getting back, not $400. And I'm sorry, Schmendel. I got to tell you, man, people are excited on Textnado because they're finding money. And it can be as little as $1.50. It doesn't matter.
$1.96.
Yeah. For you, Schmendel.
That's a lot of money, man.
Well, it is what it is. But people are excited this morning.
You can go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Or can he? I don't know. Is the dollar store, is there anything really a dollar anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, in glasses and stuff like that. I got like a couple beer mugs from there that throw in the freezer.
How long ago was
they
that?
They probably have lead in them.
No, it's glass. No, it's perfectly fine.
There's lead glass.
Carson, you haven't been to the dollar store in 10 years. And you know it.
That is not true. I'm telling you, if you need some cheap dishes or dishware, go there. $1.
So when my son was like 7 or 8, I wanted him to be independent, right? So I was at this pizza place or whatever, and my kid is weird. He wanted beans.
Yeah.
You know, like beans in a can?
Right.
Because we're going to go out to the cabin, and he likes to put them on the stove. So I sent him, all I had was $10. I sent him $10. I said, go in there and by yourself, you know, he's 7 or 8, and go buy the beans by yourself. And he came back with a can of beans. And I said, where's the change? And he said, the lady told me they were $10. I went in there, you guys. You should have seen me. I was like a psychopath.
$10.
I went in there. I was like, oh, my. And the lady's like, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I had the change. And she gave me all the change back.
Wow.
Well, wow.
Trying to rip off a little kid? Shame on you.
I think I would.
You would?
Yeah, I think so.
I know it's a little bit of a squirrel, but BJ, you said it's ColoradoPayback.com. That's not a website that works. I actually just went to it.
But it'll send you there, right?
No, it won't. It won't even redirect you there. I just tried it on my phone, and it sends you to something that you shouldn't go to.
We were making fun of her. Now it's on us.
It's Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Well, I know that, but there's also an alternate site.
Yeah, there's an other one.
If you go to this, if you type in ColoradoPayback.com and you go to it on a website, it'll send you to like a virus website. It's not somewhere you want to go.
Oh, because there was a shorter one, remember? And we go, why don't we use that one? It's way faster. I think there's some.
I just know that ColoradoPayback.com is not the right website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spadil.
I just don't want us to send people somewhere.
No, we don't
want to
do that. We don't want to do that. No.
That was a good
call. Go to the unclaimed property one. That's where you need to go. I found a couple $100 on there.
Yeah, Colorado.payback. Yeah. No. Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Yeah.
Again, it's Colorado.findyourunclaimed. If you just start with Colorado.findyour, it sends you right to it.
Hey, Spadil, I found this from like, I don't know if it was Denver 7 or 9 News. Can you track it down and see who the reporter is for this story?
Okay.
Maybe we can get that person on the air.
What?
The reporter.
Why?
We just talked about this.
I think we really have covered it.
We're going to do it again tomorrow morning.
I know, but I think we
I'm
really
going to do it again tomorrow morning.
It doesn't require the reporter. We've covered it. What's she going to say that we haven't already
said? Even the news story we pulled was only 20 seconds.
Well, that suggestion came from our boss, so just go ahead and look into it.
Well, Mike, that is dumb. All right,
so, because, whatever.
Right, because the report was 20 seconds, right?
Yeah. Whatever. I'm just telling you what I was told.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, don't do it. I disagree. We covered it. Like, we beat it, like, with a stick.
All right, whatever.
I think everybody's got it. Right. They know what to do. All right, anyway, listen to this. The Hyperloop is coming. I guess the people that created the Hyperloop, they say they are coming to town, and it might go from Denver to Colorado Springs.
Ooh.
That is crazy to me. We need a Hyperloop from Denver to the mountains, not Denver to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it seems a little short. Right?
I think that'd be harder to do, though.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, the cost on that would be unbelievable.
I know. The Hyperloop from Denver to Colorado Springs, it says it'll only take, after they complete it, 15 minutes.
I think that's great.
Yeah?
I really do.
That would be crazy.
It would be.
Yeah, and I think it's more for people down there to come to Denver. for certain, you know, events or whatever.
Yeah. Like a sporting event.
Yeah, I mean, look at it that way, too. It's not just for us to go down there.
There is a hotel in Denver that has gotten so many awards, including just named by Esquire magazine as the most amazing hotel in the whole world. In Denver? In the whole world. You're telling me. It's that Populous. You know that Populous hotel that looks like a birch tree or whatever?
Aspen tree.
Aspen tree, yeah. Esquire just named it the best hotel in the entire world. Have they ever gone to a beach? I mean, I will say I looked at some of the pictures, and one of the pictures is the bar, and it does overlook the dome, you know? So that's kind of cool. But
it is pretty cool, yeah.
Does it even have a pool? I don't even think it has a pool. But Carson was telling me off the air it's because of its sustainability, right?
Yeah, and it also made, like, Time Magazine. I saw it was in Time Magazine's one of the top in the world as well a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so that's making the news as well. The other thing is Justin Bieber really, really, really upset at Coachella. He was walking up to all these different people that were taking his picture. He's lost his mind. And he's like, money, 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 money. He's saying that people are making money off his image. And I'm like, you knew that forever. I don't know why he's upset now. But here is the audio, number two.
Good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know. You already know. You already know. You just want money. Money, 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 money. Money, get out of here, bro. Money. Go, get out of here. All you guys want is money. Money, 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 money. Money, money, money. Get out of here, bro.
Okay.
Get out of here, money. That's all you care about, money? That's all you care about, guys. It's money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings. Go. Go. Go.
Money, 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 money. Just over and over and over. It was so bizarre.
He's on the edge all the time,
he
it
is.
Seems.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. On TMZ, they were, you know, kind of talking about it. And unfortunately, it kind of came up. And, Harvey Levin didn't really say, but this girl's like, you know, with all the P. Diddy stuff and everything, it seems like he knows all this information is out there, and he's having a really hard time with it. And then Harvey goes, I don't disagree with that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's why he's so on edge. Jennifer Lopez is going to host the American Music Awards. Jennifer Lopez is set to host the 51st Annual American Music Awards. This is going to be May 26th on Memorial Day. We're all like a little iffy about this.
Well, she's never hosted anything that I know of.
Yeah, me either.
I can't remember anything that she's ever hosted.
Kind of.
And I don't see her as a front person to, you know, throw a couple of comedy lines out there. I just don't see it.
She's so serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that either. Weight Watchers, very sad news because of Ozempic and Wegovy, whatever. They're going out of business. Wegovy, sorry. The weight management firm has been struggling to stay relevant as highly effective weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy began offering a quicker fix to obesity. Man, when did Weight Watchers start? Because I feel like I remember my mom going to meetings when I was a little kid. So, like, back in Nam.
You know, at the same time, though, that's an industry that eventually you're going to go out of business because something bigger and better is going to come along.
That's true.
It's always been that way. I'm not alarmed by this at all because back, remember they had that the candy called AIDS?
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Then they had others that you could take. They were candy form, and you would eat them and suppress your appetite and blah, blah, blah. Then these Weight Watchers came along, and it knocked everybody out of the water, right? And now Ozempic's done the same thing with Weight Watchers. And something will get Ozempic down the road.
And remember, they had Bengay, and they're like, not lately.
No, I don't remember that.
And we laughed. You don't remember that one? Oh, that was a good one.
No, is that a commercial?
It's Bengay was that cream. Yeah. And then in fifth grade when we learned what gay people were and everything. Oh. Lately, and we laughed.
That was a school joke.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tumblr trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. Going to be around 75 for a
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
How did that?
BJ and J.
Alice 105 and 9, the BJ. Whoa, 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 whoa. Just a little over the top there.
Wow, wow. What
Sorry
happened?
Sorry about that.
What happened?
Something fired that wasn't supposed to be firing.
How's it going with the Masters?
The Masters is, you know, I've not been able to watch it very much because this whole collection of money thing has gotten in my way.
Oh, gotcha.
It's kind of caused a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a, I guess, interference. When it comes to the Masters this morning.
Money
but
or
I do
golf,
have it on.
Right?
I do have it yeah. on over here. And let me see if I could turn it up. But the Masters, I don't understand the Masters. Why every shot's not on TV? I don't get it. I don't get it. But there you go. It's on
what?
Right
oh,
now.
Oh, I was waiting. Oh, wait.
Hello?
Wait. Shh.
He's adjusting his pants. Now, you're about to hear a whack here. He's going to whack.
Going with eight iron. He's going with the 8 iron.
All right. This is our coverage.
I think this is illegal.
There!
He
yeah! oh,
right got a hold of that one.
Nice.
What a shot. This is what I'm going to be doing all afternoon.
Yeah.
I just got to figure it out.
You know what you remind me of, though,
what?
Is the Tour de France, those people, because when the Tour de France comes into town, not here, but when it's in France, everybody's watching or whatever, no matter what, I see all these people in bike lanes, right? And they have U.S. Post Office on their back. They've never even worked at the U.S. Post Office.
And they got those aerodynamic helmets.
Right? And they're riding all over Colorado, right? And they're like acting like they're in it. You just told me you're going to go hit balls today.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So
maybe.
You're like,
it might be tomorrow, but
you're like,
yeah.
Man, you're gonna feel like you're in the Masters.
Yeah. But I think we do that with everything.
Oh, of course.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's just human nature.
I see NASCAR and I just all of a sudden drive my car 200 miles per hour down I-25.
And only turn left.
Yeah.
I don't care what the sport is or what the activity is. When you watch it, you say, man, I should do that. I should join that club. I should do this.
Yep.
It's just human nature for some reason.
I agree. Speaking of which, the Avalanche, what's going on? Tonight is
the last home game of the season. Yeah, we're down to three games, so today's the last home one. Right now, we're in the playoffs, firmly in the playoffs. We're going to play Dallas in the first round.
Are you going
to the playoffs?
No, tonight, to the game.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't miss it for the
world. The questions get harder.
Of course I'm going to the last home game.
So here's what I know, BJ. Expect for him to be hungover tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a rough one, especially if I get like, because they do like special prizes and stuff for all the fans.
Oh.
I really want a jersey off the back. That'd be cool.
Yeah. A jersey off the
back. Yeah, so they call different numbers, different seats, and so there's 30 guys, right? 30 numbers get called, and if you get, you get to go down on the ice after the game, and the players literally skate up to you and hand their jerseys off.
Yuck!
Why? It's
ew,
it's awesome.
It's so
all
stinky
sweaty
and
yeah.
I mean, come on, it's game worn jersey.
Yuck!
And then
do you,
you
wash it
so you can't smell it?
Do you wash it?
No.
You don't,
so you
don't
never
wash it?
No.
You don't get it dry clean?
No, put some Febreze on, you can hang it up.
That does not seem like you. I don't even know you anymore.
It's game worn. You want that sweat.
No, you don't.
Especially if it's sweat from McKinnon, absolutely you
yeah,
want that
dude,
sweat.
Yeah, dude, you frame it up,
yeah.
Put it in your office.
I feel like you rub it on yourself.
I'm with Jamie. I don't think there's an athlete anywhere that
no.
I want to hang on to their sweat.
No,
I don't think there's
don't,
any.
No,
I can't name one. Michael Jordan. You
Tiger?
Can go with anybody. No,
no,
no.
Oh, come on.
I don't want Tiger
sweaty
sweat.
Gold shoes?
No, no. 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 Right?
Yeah, no,
I mean, come on. I mean, you
got
to draw the line at some point. Yeah. I'm not that infatuated with an athlete, you know, that I want his sweat. Give me a break. Right?
Sorry.
I mean,
sorry,
think
sorry.
About that yeah. for a minute.
I'm a different breed, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I guess so.
Honey, smell it. Smell it.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that. Never wear it again.
Doesn't it smell like greatness?
I wouldn't even want it in my car. You know, because it's like B.O. Like,
yeah, but I'm so used to the hockey gear smell.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, it's so great.
My nose, yeah.
The aromatherapy. Another man's
right.
body.
Brings it back to the day.
Yeah.
Who is it? Canucks tonight?
Yeah,
Canucks,
Canucks yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
What?
I got a question for you.
What?
All right, hang on a second. Hang on. Let this guy finish up here. That's Ed, by the way.
It is Ed. E.D.
Thanks, Ed. All right, I got a question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? Now, I don't live in a hoity-toity world. I'm a very, you know, I'm in Littleton, Colorado.
There's some fancy parts of Littleton, aren't there?
Very few. Very few.
Oh,
very few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are outsiders.
Oh.
They're
gotcha.
Right on the fringe.
All right.
They're right there in that whole King Carol bunch.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That is Littleton kind,
yeah,
right?
Just down the street. Yeah.
Yep.
But we're different. We're different. But anyway, when you go to an airline and you're booking your ticket for first class,
mm-hmm.
okay? I've never done that, so that's why I'm asking, okay? Do you get to pick out your meal before you ever go to the airport?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
So that makes a lot of sense now that I see this story that we're about to play, okay?
Okay.
All right, because I didn't understand it, but then it started, you know, I started thinking, oh, maybe that's what happens here.
Yeah.
That you actually get to pick out, like, okay, you can get, what was it you had that one day, that stromboni or something?
Yeah, yeah. There's all different kinds, because yeah. if you're a vegetarian or if you like, you know, whatever, they give you like four choices.
Yeah. There's no spaghetti and meatballs, it's stromboni. Or whatever it's called. I didn't even know what it's called.
Right, yeah.
All right. All right. It's not like you're going to get a Big Mac on there, you know? All right, but this guy gets on an airplane.
Okay.
Well, they take off. Here we go. We're going from JFK, New York, to Italy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
About 3.5 hours into the flight, they start to serve the meal that he'd ordered, and they didn't have the one he ordered.
Oh.
He throws a fit. He's got a kid with him, too, but he throws a fit. Plus, he throws a fit because he wants the exit aisle. They have to turn around the plane.
What? Well, you also get to pick your seat.
He picked an exit row, but he added that to the complaint, although he'd already traveled for 3 or 4 hours in a different seat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But the food put him over the edge. Okay, I ordered this food. You don't have it. I was supposed to be in an exit seat. I'm not in an exit seat. And they ended up having to turn the flight around and go back 4 hours to take him back.
Usually what they do if something like that happens, they give you money. They'll give you flight credit or actually cash back on your credit card.
Can't you just eat what they gave you?
Well, not if you're a vegetarian.
Well, I'm sure they had vegetarian options.
Well, I mean, but if they had already served those up there, whatever, and then they ran out.
Or
sometimes they do run out.
He wanted the stromboni. He's like you. He wants a stromboni.
Christy Tomlinson, traveling with her 6-month-old, says 4 hours into American Airlines flight 198 from JFK to Milan, passengers were told the flight was going back to New York.
They were telling everybody that there were technical issues with the plane, which I think is even scarier.
The real reason became apparent when they noticed commotion in the back of the plane.
He was charging at the stewardesses, and apparently at some point, you know, he charged past all of our seats and tried to barge into the pilot's cabin. Apparently the whole thing started because of a meal choice that they didn't get, and they also wanted to sit in an exit row. And they had a baby with them, so they told them they couldn't. And apparently those two things are what set the person over the edge.
Passengers say flight attendants enlisted help from other travelers to cordon the man in a back row. When the plane finally landed back at JFK at 3 in the morning, authorities took the man into custody. The pilot addressed passengers over the intercom.
I'm so sorry that this happened. It's out of our control. It's just a very unfortunate incident. I hope no one has to go through again. Yeah.
You know, that guy is a moron because a baby cannot help get that window out.
Yeah, you
an emergency landing. You can't have children. What is it, 18 and under or 18 and over for that passenger or for that accident?
What a moron.
Yeah, right?
You're all these people, and you got to figure it's the international flight. There's probably 300 people on this flight, right? It's one of those double deckers.
That's so annoying.
And now you have to turn around 4 hours. You're supposed to be landing in Italy, and you're back in New York at 3 in the morning.
So mad.
Everybody on that flight. Ugh. Over a meal.
Yeah.
Over a meal.
That is ridiculous. You know,
give the guy some peanuts and keep going. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I just got an alert.
What's your alert?
Just handed to me.
The alert.
Patio furniture is on sale everywhere right now. Save at Walmart, Target, IKEA, Amazon, and more. That's my alert from AOL.
I may have to go there to get an umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think mine's going to come from Temu.
From Temu.
Yeah, it's in China.
Yeah,
China.
That's true.
China.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to get mine.
Who knows? Mm. All right. Well, anyway.
All right.
I'm very excited.
Get you some patio furniture there, Jamie White.
I'm very excited. That's just, that just screams spring to
sure
me.
Sure does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's
it does.
That's why I'm excited. I'm not going to buy any. I'm just excited about, we're there.
Isn't this the best time of year?
I love it.
This and fall. Fall's very cool in Colorado, too.
Yeah.
I like fall. Yeah. But this is a great time of year.
Last night, Blake Shelton and I were fishing on the river.
Oh. What?
Last night, Blake Shelton and I were fishing on the river. We were trout fishing.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? How's that to be?
I don't know. He was just in my dream and we were fishing.
Oh.
Oh, a dream.
I haven't seen him in anything. I don't know how that got into my brain.
It's so random.
But we were out at the cabin fishing on the river. Oh, it was so nice. Shelter. Yeah.
How could that be? Did you watch something like The Voice?
No, I didn't see anything. So I don't know why that got into my head. And it wasn't like ee. It was just buddies.
Yeah. Did you catch anything?
No, we didn't catch anything. Yeah. That's a shame.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Nice dreams.
Just random.
Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy. It's going to be 75 today.
Woo! Nice.
All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yay.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.